Weekly Spooky is brought to you by our generous supporters on Patreon. Get access to exclusive podcasts, videos, and more for as little as $1 a month when you go to weeklyspooky.com and click on the Patreon link. Your support has gotten us to 100 episodes, so join up today and help us create another 100 and beyond. Head over to weeklyspooky.com and join the Patreon.
There's a chill in the air. Must be fall. Join me for a tale of Halloween. You will experience tales of horror, ghosts, and death. It is not recommended for the weak at heart. Listen in the dark. It's more fun that way. This is Weekly Spooky.
Hello, my friends. It's Wednesday, and that means it's time for a little spooky in your weekly. I'm your host and narrator, Henrik Kuto, and Halloween is approaching so quickly, like a beast in the night, hunting its prey, chasing faster and faster. So thank you for taking a little time out of your week to listen to a scary story with me. I hope you enjoy it, and please subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening to this, and consider leaving us a review on your favorite podcast app. It really makes a difference. Also, humongous thank you to the many, many new Patreon backers we've seen over the last few weeks. You folks are helping us keep the show going for another 100 episodes. I'm very thankful. This coming Sunday, on All Hallows Eve, we'll have a bonus episode of the podcast with another scary story to celebrate the beginning of the third year of Weekly Spooky. So be sure to check that out. And if you want to be involved in our Halloween special, send us an email at weeklyspooky@gmail.com. Tell us a favorite Halloween moment of yours, or something scary that's happened to you, or a friend, or even a friend of a friend. We're not that picky, but if you want to get involved, just send an email to weeklyspooky@gmail.com. And while you're at it, head to weeklyspooky.com, where you can find out how to join our Patreon, how to send us a tip, how to buy some cool merchandise, or just plain listen to our long and illustrious, terrifying back catalog. Speaking of terrifying, tonight's story is a little bit of a throwback to a time when Halloween and many other things were a lot more dangerous in the 1980s. That's right, there was a lot more to be afraid of than you might realize in the roaring 80s. So we're going to get to that in just a moment, after a word from today's sponsor. This week's episode is sponsored by Manscaped. Not much is spookier than seeing a hair-raising full moon. But luckily, Manscaped is here for you so you don't look like the Wolfman down there. When it comes to below-the-waist grooming, it doesn't have to become a slasher film. Manscaped is here to upgrade your grooming experience. Do you find the werewolf in your pants is howling? Well, it's time to tackle that problem with the Lawnmower 4.0. This finely tuned pube product features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their skin-safe technology. It's waterproof too, so no need to worry about getting slashed in the shower like Janet Leigh in Psycho. I personally received the Performance Package 4.0, which is the ultimate way to enhance your grooming, and you get a whole lot for your money. It also includes the Weed Whacker, a total game changer to your men's hygiene arsenal. The Weed Whacker is a nose and ear hair trimmer that provides proprietary skin-safe technology that helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes. I know that plucking my own nose hairs often makes me scream bloody murder. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts to their Performance Package 4.0, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Honestly, Manscaped has a lot of great products worth checking out, so head over there and get something for yourself or a loved one. They've also been kind enough to sponsor us here, so show them some love and get 20% off plus free shipping with the code SPOOKY20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code SPOOKY20 at manscaped.com. Say trick or treat to your brand new Halloweenie. Now, my friends, on with the story.
Halloween 19866 by Dan Wilder.
Are you sure this is going to work? I can't believe this fool. I'm fucking unemployed, dateless, 18, and working a spell more than 2,000 years old on Halloween in the dark in a graveyard. Damn. If this crap got any more cliche, I would have flown in here in a Sopwell Camel while my pals bobbed for apples and picked on a kid with obvious alopecia issues. Don't you think she'll be all hot with a big old set of boobs? How did I end up here? October 31st, 1986 started well enough. Halloween fell on a Friday, which meant that in the past we would all rush home from school in the already fading daylight and either throw on a store-bought number or a homemade concoction, most likely thought up that day in one class or another and drawn in ballpoint in our well-illustrated notebooks that served as impromptu art galleries and occasionally as a method for taking notes. Then head out in those mean small-town streets until we were loaded down with enough candy to ensure our lives as future diabetes sufferers, with a whole weekend to utilize as a recovery from our night of unspeakable corn syrup-drenched darkness. Anyway, all of that happened for 17 years, with more of our friends bailing with each passing year, and this was to be our Samhain swan song. The sun hung low and swollen when my best friend Ace, well, his name was Ricky, but he looked like Ace Frehley, formerly of Kiss, all gangly energy and long straight hair, and I headed out into the cold dusk to collect our saccharin tithe. I was dressed as Bret Michaels from the new band on the scene, Poison, and Ace was dressed as Gene Simmons from Kiss. That Ace, always one to defy expectations. So, long story short, our hall was kinda lame, full of bullshit like mallow cups and pennies in a baggie, and a deficit of miniature name brand candy bars and Reese's cups. Plus, it started to snow. Yeah, it snows here a fucking lot. And early, too. And when temps drop and quality sugar is in short supply, there was only one solace a young wanderer could seek. Woods porn? Ace queried, as if reading my mind. I exhaled a long trail of visible breath into the rapidly cooling night. Woods porn. I nodded stoically. Now wait, some of you city folk may not be acquainted with a rural kid's main source of sex education, namely, a porno mag stuck under a rock in a nearby forest used by any number of neighborhood horn dogs for unspeakable deeds, and we had a real doozy safely stored under the third large rock from the left, and barely covered in mold, worms, or spunk. Only problem, the magazine wasn't there. But a spellbook was. I flipped through that tome while Ace bitched that his titty rag was gone. Hey, Ace, I think this may be even better than porn. Better than porn? Are you having a stroke? No! Listen to this. I read aloud the parts of the text that were in English. Certain words stuck out. Sex witch. Resurrection. Unspeakable evil will be unleashed upon all mankind. Sex witch? Fucking rad! Ace ejaculated, almost literally. It was then, right then, that I should have just ripped that book to shreds and to hell with Ace's libido. But I didn't. I simply fucking didn't. I was horny. May my descendants forgive me. The pictures in the book indicated we'd need to be in a graveyard and acquire a few supplies. Mostly simple herbs, spices, some virgin blood. Where the hell are we going to find virgin's blood? I have no idea, Ace. I'm pretty sure these kinds of things were probably easier to come by in the old days. Yeah, the ancients never had to deal with the liberated 80s woman, all in control with those sweet, sweet shoulder pads. Are you okay? Do you need a minute? My sister. How is that any way, shape, or form the answer to that question? My sister is a virgin. Are you sure? Have you seen her face? Yeah, it's gorgeous. What? Nothing. I was just fucking around is all. Good. Anyway, I know she's a virgin. How? Simple. I read her diary. Dude, isn't that a bit wrong? Who cares? She writes funny-ass girl shit in there, including the fact that her legs are locked together tighter than a hummingbird's tweet. Why? I don't know. She hasn't found her Prince Charming or something. Does she mention me in there? Anywhere? No. Why the hell would she? I don't know. An eligible younger guy can be a real enticing thing for a older lady. Older lady? She's 19. Whatever. So genius. How are we going to obtain her blood? Leave that all to me. Hey, Hannah, can Sam use your bathroom? Why? What's wrong with the other two? Dad's in one and the toilet's clogged in the other one. Hannah scrunched up her face, her angelic face, in thought. Ace leaned in and offered this wisdom. Head straight to the trash can next to the toilet. It'll be in there all ripe for the taking. I nodded. Hannah looked me over. Fine. He looks like he has okay aim. A compliment. She actually paid me a compliment. He probably sits down to pee anyway. I have a condition. Split stream, it's just easier to sit. Ew, shut up and go quick. Thanks, I sputtered. I entered her bathroom and was immediately overcome. Here was my holy land. I cast my eyes around. So many sweet-smelling lotions and soaps. Finally, I saw the goal. The Snoopy trash can that sat on the tile floor, just left of the sink. I headed across the cold floor and swallowed hard. There it was, a simple discarded maxi pad. I eyed it nervously and made my approach. We reconvened outside. The swollen full moon and ever-increasing snowfall made the whole scene seem surreal. I held aloft that sacred feminine hygiene product. Ace beamed. Yes! Awesome job, dude! I smiled sheepishly. Thanks. The walk to the graveyard was long and quiet, given how it was now after 9 and trick-or-treating had officially ended. We were two cold lunatics strolling around in the snow, heading off to make ourselves a woman. Yeah, now that I say it back, the whole thing does sound ludicrous. Like an EC comic mixed with a letter to Penthouse Forum as the script. To be honest, I literally had nothing else to do. Neither did Ace. Well, maybe Nintendo. The growing wind lashed me in the face like a slap from a fist made of frozen pizza rolls. Fuck! I could be eating pizza rolls and playing Nintendo! No boobs there, my friend, Ace said quietly. I said that out loud? You said a lot of stuff out loud tonight, like you're narrating our adventure. It's weird, but it's kind of funny, so I figured it's best to keep quiet and enjoy the ride. You're a real... We're here, Ace said, happily. The gates to Prospect Hill Cemetery were three things. Iron, locked, and very, very tall. Four things. What? Four things. It's also decorative and connected to a 2-foot concrete wall, walk like a foot left and right, and we can just hop over and be inside in a jiff. Not even a particularly robust leap, either. For shit's sake. One small leap later, we were traversing that icy necropolis on our way to... Where the fuck are we going? I don't know. Cemeteries don't usually have a designated practice black magic section. That's true, and a tad passive-aggressive. Sorry, I was just hoping for more candy and horror flicks and less schlepping around in the freezing cold wandering among the tombstones. It's pretty metal, though, Ace offered. We both laughed. You're not wrong. I tripped over an ancient tombstone. Ace extended a hand to help me to my feet and glanced at the grave I had completely decimated. Whoa, this chick was 18 like us when she died. So young. That's so sad. What? No, she was 18. Okay, 18. 3 times 6. 3 sixes. Oh, 666. Yeah! After that indisputable sign from above, well, more below in this case, we got down and dirty with the devil's work. You said that out loud. I did? Yeah. Shit, now you got me doing it. Anyway, Ace and I set up our 11 herbs and spices, lit a candle, got the spellbook. Everything was in order. Well, almost everything. Get it, dude. You get it. She's your sister. Gross. I suppose you're right. I am. Besides, you already touched it. I sighed as I reached into my backpack and removed the maxi pad. I held it in my trembling hands and placed it on the makeshift altar, wiping my hands and silently apologizing to Hannah, his mother, and especially Papap and Meemaw. Dear sweet Meemaw. It took me a few seconds to register what happened next. There was an electric pop, then a slight plume of lavender smoke wafted into the air, after which a crow, like out of a Poe story. That was a raven. What's the difference? Ravens are bigger, and their tails are a different shape. How the hell do you know this? Ranger Rick. Ranger Rick? Yeah, it's one of those magazines at every doctor's office, like Highlights. Highlights, now you're talking. Timber Toes. Goofus and Gallant. Shit, that crow just snatched Hannah's maxi pad and flew off. I exhaled, dejectedly. You ready to call this one, Ace? Yeah, a shitty send-off if you ask me. Yeah. Build nest. Use thing humans had. Taste like blood. Blood bad. Body hurt. Ave Satanus. I sat the plate of pizza rolls down and returned to my game. While most of the night had been either weird as fuck, disappointing, or an unholy combination of both, this was a welcome reprieve. After the ceremonial burning of the mouth on the pizza rolls, I swore and played on. Tap, tap. What in the hell was that? Tap, tap. I looked around the room, but nothing seemed amiss. Tap, tap. The window. It's coming from the window. I crossed the room and stared into the darkness beyond. I didn't see jack shit. I wonder if those pizza rolls have cooled down any. They hadn't. Shit. Now I can't stop messing around with the loose dangle of burnt skin hanging down from the tender roof of my mouth. Tap. Tap. Back to the window I go. This time, I barely caught a glimpse of a porcelain-skinned hand retreat into the darkness. After the whole jump back and hope that fart wasn't a shit routine, I scrambled back to the window. I pressed my face against the pane in a futile attempt to see further into the night. The glass was ice cold. The hand that tapped the glass felt even colder. For a second, my heart stopped. I cartwheeled around the room like a madman, upending everything in my whirlwind wake. The pizza rolls definitely didn't survive. Neither did the can of soda that fell onto the video game console, creating a massive jolt that traveled along the controller cord, through the buttons, and directly onto my bare feet. That were, admittedly, a tad damp from piss. Don't judge me, I'm frail. Can you keep your private time a tad more private, dear? My mother called up the stairs. Just great. I'm going to die, and my mother will be left with just a memory of her darling offspring, cock in hand, trying to beat the devil, and losing. Good news. The shock restarted my heart. So there's a fucking Halloween miracle. Tap. Tap. Oh shit. I haven't even caught my breath from dying the last time. I saw the hand again, but this time, it didn't retreat. Hello? Hannah came into view, the extended hand connected to her alabaster body by an arm, so delicate it could have been that of an angel itself. She was wearing an oversized Kajagoogoo t-shirt. And if the suddenly bright moonlight behind her illuminating that which lurked beneath the smug smile of Limhal was to be believed, absolutely nothing else. Hannah? Yeah? What are you doing out there? Trying to get your attention. Well, you definitely got that. Hannah drew closer to the window. Her t-shirt shifted to reveal more of her perfect shoulders, and just a pixie's whisper more cleavage. After seeing you earlier, I couldn't get you off my mind. You couldn't? No. I'm sorry I made fun of you. Your condition must be a heavy cross for you to bear. I mean, it's a bit of an inconvenience at times, but it's manageable. Look at you, shouldering your pain like a big, strong man. Are you feeling okay, Hannah? Yeah. Why? Because usually you're repulsed by my very existence. Now you're rubbing against my window like a cat in heat. Oh, I'm in heat all right. With that, Limhal and the lads were torn free and tossed into the crisp night air. Holy fucking shit! I exclaimed as Hannah's naked form stood at the window. You like what you see? My boner and I answered in the affirmative. Why not let me in, and we can get to getting, know what I mean? Hannah winked. I don't know. What in the hell was I saying? You don't? Hannah pouted. It was sexy as all shit. Well, it's just, it's weird is all. Isn't tonight reserved for the strange and unusual? My pulse pounded in my pants. I suppose you're right. I started to make my way closer to the window, as if on autopilot. Oh, you can just bet I am. I unlocked the window and opened it quickly. Hannah smiled, so saccharine, so sweet. The door to my bedroom nearly exploded off the hinges. I turned to see Ace and Hannah. You guys look like shit. Did, too, all bruises and scratches. I turned back to Hannah. Wait. Hannah at the window. Hannah at the door. Door Hannah pointed at Window Hannah. Window Hannah's skin was going from pure driven snow to blood clot, rotten blood. And her pitch black eyes and anglerfish teeth weren't doing her any favors either. It was then that a bit of logic slapped me right in the face. I'm on the second floor. Hannah can't float, at least as far as I know. Man, that should have been a huge tip-off that something was slightly amiss. I blame the pizza rolls. You guys really look like shit. Blame it on your girlfriend out there. Tap. Tap. She's not my girlfriend. Closest you'll ever get to me, real Hannah said under her breath. Tap. Tap. Hey, I heard that. Come on, in my own house and everything? You two can kiss and make up when we're out of here. Tap. Motherfucking tap. The window exploded inward. As we all turned in unison to see the creature's extremely enormous bird foot extend back into the darkness. Speaking of darkness, I then realized why I couldn't see outside, as quick flashes of the beast's dreaded wings revealed a wingspan of nearly 30 feet. We didn't hesitate to haul ass from the room, the nightmare form of that toothy horror snapping in our wake. We slammed my bedroom door closed behind us and dashed down the stairs as the sound of the cheap plywood door of my bedroom being splintered from repeated blows of the monster spurned us on. We dashed past the kitchen where my mother washed dishes as she danced and bopped to the music issuing from her Walkman. Wait, we have to get my mother out of here! We don't have time! Ace screamed, dragging me by the arm. I tried to fight back, but a lifetime of video games and shitty eating habits had left me a tad deficient in the strength department. We blasted into the chilly night, large snowflakes blowing past our faces. The creature sailed directly past my mother and followed us through the open front door. We flew into the night. We sat in the closet, trying not to breathe. We'd snuck into a house a few blocks away, climbed into an unlocked window, and paused to collect our wits. After long moments of silence, Ace spoke.
What the fuck are we going to do?
We? You're the one that talked me into this.
I was horny.
Reasonable, but still. Hey, does anyone want to discuss how you grody fools stole my maxi pad to make that thing?
It was him.
It was your idea, Ace.
Yeah, but you took the pad.
You didn't want to touch it.
Neither did you, but I figured since you're all hot and horny for Hannah.
Are you serious? You two are disgusting.
I think you're a beautiful woman, Hannah. I had no desire to touch your
period blood.
Shut up, Ace.
We both spat. Screams filled the air.
What the fuck was that?
More screams followed.
Jesus.
Hannah exhaled, dejectedly. I'll go and check. You two cuddle here. Hannah gingerly snuck out of the closet. The seconds seemed like days. More screams, followed by stifled giggles.
Hey, heroes, come here,
Hannah whispered. We quietly exited the closet and joined Hannah in the hallway. She pointed down the stairs. We peered cautiously down the steps to see a family watching a film. A horror film where a family was being menaced by some monster porcupines on a farm.
Oh shit, this flick rocks!
You've seen it?
Yeah, I rented it last weekend. It's like Gremlins, but
with aliens.
Why didn't you call me? We could have watched it together.
I don't know. You had bowling or some such bullshit. You two belong together. Girls can sense that.
Shut up, Hannah.
Don't tell her to shut up.
I don't need you to defend me from this dweeb.
The family turned and locked eyes with the trespassers.
Hannah?
Yes, Mrs. Henderson, it's me.
What are you doing upstairs in our house?
I'm not going to lie. We're running for our lives from a crow that has turned into an evil version of me.
Oh. Oh, dear. Hannah smiled and turned towards her comrades.
She believes me.
Are you on the drugs?
What? No drugs. Monsters.
Should we call your mother?
No.
Ace led the march down the stairs. Enjoy your movie. We'll get her home so she can sleep it off. Ace smiled his best Cheshire cat grin. He reached into the nearest popcorn bowl and grabbed a handful of the salty snack within.
Good night now.
Happy Halloween, I injected. We were soon on the streets again. We walked on, aimless, directionless. In the distance came the sound of great wings flapping in the midnight sky.
We are so fucked. You think so? Yeah, I mean, come on. We're just some kids in the middle of nowhere, harassed by a demon. The odds are stacked against us, but come on, the assholes in this town always survive.
That isn't wrong, you guys, Hannah offered.
So what should we do?
As if on cue, far in the distance, the bells of St. James Church of Our Holy Concubine rung out. We headed towards the church. The doors of the church were unlocked. We slinked inside, looking high and low for any means of salvation. It was then we saw it, tucked away in the corner of the pantry, far below the church. We cut open the box and dragged it up the stairs to the main hallway, to the front doors, and then we started to toss that consecrated birdseed. We scattered the communion wafers about the parking lot of the church. All the while, those thunderous wing movements filled the air, punctuated by the angry screams of that unholy amalgamation. Finally, that putrid pigeon came to roost, and forever a slave to its avian instincts, it began to peck at the bread we offered. On and on it ate, so long that the sun began to rise and chase away the darkness. The illumination increased as the creature feasted on. Crow Hannah burped and looked at the sky. Its eyes grew wide at the sunrise, filled with hope, peace, and possibly a chance at redemption for its blasphemous existence. I stepped forward and stroked its furrowed, nearly innocent brow. It cooed low and satisfied. I leaned close to kiss its forehead. The creature exploded in a shower of gore that plastered us in underworld filth. Ace puked, Hannah sneezed, and I spit bloody chunks from my mouth.
Greatest Halloween ever?
Ace offered.
Fuck yes!
Well, if that putrid little tale didn't improve your Halloween spirit this week, I don't know what would. Big thank you to our producer Dan Wilder for throwing us such a fun Halloween story just in time for the season. And a huge thank you to all of you supporting us on Patreon. It really means a lot. There are a lot more of you than ever before. And if you get involved today by going to weeklyspooky.com and clicking on Patreon, you can get access to bonus episodes, photo shoots, short films, and so much more, as well as a direct line to me, the host, in case you want to tell me, really, anything spooky. Speaking of, I want to say a huge thank you to our Patreon podcast boosters, folks who kick in just a little bit extra to hear their names on the show. And that is Gino Lyons, Karen Wiemet, Jeff and George Hilton, Craig Cohen, Rob Fields, and Kevin Fry. Thank you all so much for helping me bring you the spooky on the weekly. It really means a lot to me. And remember, subscribe wherever you're listening to this, whether it's on a podcast app or YouTube. Click that subscribe button, and if you can, leave us a little review or at least a few stars, and let people know you love the spooky, and they should too. It really does mean the world to me. This has been an incredible Halloween season for the show, and it's only going to get spookier as we head towards one of the most terrifying holidays of all time, Christmas. Oh yes. Four Christmas horror stories are coming your way this December, and we'll even have a little treat for Thanksgiving. And make sure to take advantage of our Manscaped promotion you heard about earlier, because it really does help the show. It's our first decent sponsorship, and I want to show them a lot of love. So anyway, my friends, I gotta get out of here. So for myself, for Dan Wilder, our producer, and for our composer, Ray Mattis, stay scared and stay Halloween-y.
Thank you for listening. Make sure to find your way back next week. But for now, you are safe. Trust me.
This week's episode was sponsored by Manscaped. Not much is spookier than seeing a hair-raising full moon. But luckily, Manscaped is here for you so you don't look like the Wolfman down there. When it comes to below-the-waist grooming, it doesn't have to become a slasher film. Manscaped is here to upgrade your grooming experience. Join 2 million men worldwide in a grooming revolution by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with our code SPOOKY20. Do you find the werewolf in your pants is howling? Well, it's time to tackle that problem with the Lawnmower 4.0. This finely tuned pube product features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their skin-safe technology. And did I mention, it's waterproof too, so no need to worry about getting slashed in the shower like Janet Leigh in Psycho. Manscaped also makes sure you're smelling fresh with their refined body wash. Gentlemen, the ladies love their signature scent, so don't scare them away with anything else. I personally received the Performance Package 4.0, which is the ultimate way to enhance your grooming, and you get a whole lot for your money. It also includes the Weed Whacker, a total game changer to your men's hygiene arsenal. The Weed Whacker is a nose and ear hair trimmer that provides proprietary skin-safe technology that helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes. I know that plucking my own nose hairs often makes me scream bloody murder. Their Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner will make sure your pumpkins stay fresh. But don't let the humorous names fool you. These work great and they smell fantastic. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts to their Performance Package 4.0, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Honestly, Manscaped has a ton of other game-changing products on their website, so be sure to check it out. They've also been kind enough to sponsor us here, so show them some love and get 20% off plus free shipping with the code SPOOKY20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code SPOOKY20 at manscaped.com. So treat yourself or that hairy, scary man in your life. Say trick-or-treat to your brand new Halloweenie. Thank you for listening. See you next week.